Live, VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Damascus residents are celebrating a rebel victory that quickly swept through Syria, culminating with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's overthrow and departure to Moscow over the weekend, ending a half century of his family's rule. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul with Moya Atras in Damascus.
Rebel soldiers and some civilians fire into the air in celebration. Damascus, the Syrian capital that had been ruled by the Assad family, commonly known in Arabic as the regime, is now in their control. The palace of Bashar al-Assad, who was the president of Syria for 24 years until he fled to Russia over the weekend, has been ransacked. But much of the rest of the city remains untouched. Video believed to be of freed prisoners in Syria circulates online. Syrian prisons, known for the cruelest forms of torture, will long be one of the most brutal memories of Assad's rule. In a less than two-week-long offensive, rebel forces took over Syria and the government collapsed on Sunday after nearly 14 years of war, a half million civilian deaths, and the world's largest refugee crisis. And while many people are celebrating in Syria and around the world, analysts say that the rebel victory will mean a massive power restructuring in the Middle East and warn about the potential of chaos in Syria as a transitional government establishes its rule. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Moawia Atrash in Damascus, Syria. VOA News.
Syria's prime minister said on Monday most cabinet ministers were still at work after rebels overthrew Assad, but some state workers failed to return to their jobs, and a United Nations official said the country's public sector had come to a complete and abrupt halt. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president said Monday he's open to having Western troops in his nation to guarantee security as part of a bigger effort to end the war with Russia. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky says the potential deployment would be a step toward Ukraine joining NATO, but before that, he'd want a clear understanding of when it would happen. Both ideas are deeply divisive, with the U.S. and Germany, among others, balking at NATO membership while Ukraine's at war with Russia. Zelensky met Saturday in Paris with President-elect Trump, but says he'll reach out to President Biden about possible NATO membership since Trump's not yet in office. Trump tells the New York Post he's formulating a concept of how to end that ridiculous war and says Zelensky wants a ceasefire. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China has launched an investigation into U.S. tech giant NVIDIA. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Beijing said Monday it was looking into suspected violations of the country's anti-monopoly law. The move is seen by some analysts as retaliation against Washington's recent chip curbs. Chinese regulators further said the US chipmaker is suspected of violating commitments it made during the buyout of Israeli chip designer Mellanox Technologies. They did not elaborate on how NVIDIA might have violated anti-monopoly laws. Last week, the US launched its third crackdown in 3 years on China's semiconductor industry. Washington curbed exports to 140 companies, including chip equipment makers. NVIDIA has enjoyed booming demand from China, although this has been hurt over the past year by US efforts to stop China from acquiring the world's most advanced chips. NVIDIA dominated China's AI chip market with more than 90% share before the US curbs came in.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Nations at a conference in Saudi Arabia on combating desertification are discussing whether there should be a legally binding framework to protect the world's lands from drying out. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A new report says nearly 5 billion people will be impacted by drying land, which leads to agricultural, water and biodiversity loss by the end of the century. The main cause, the study explains, is climate change. Once fertile lands turning arid because of hotter temperatures, lack of water and deforestation. At the talks, which started last week and are set to end on Friday, nations are discussing how better they can help the world deal with droughts and degrading land. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.